in the front yard. I don't know what we call this. Anyway, thank you so much. My wife gave me a birthday party for the family the other day, and 80 years old. I said, I can't believe it. But she said, how do you feel? I don't even know what 80 feels like. And I'm so thankful. The Lord is good to me. I'm so happy to be associated with you this morning. As I stood before you a couple weeks ago, we had a little talk. I feel the same way. Just be still. No. Amen. Amen. His timing is perfect.
Amen.
He's always right on time. Brother Joseph just had a real hard burden. This morning I was talking to the wife, and she said, can you believe that we live to see the day that we would see what's taking place today?
Amen.
Barbara, it's an honor to be on board with you.
Amen.
I was born right there. I was really born. Won't be long, so I'll be very scared. But one day, we shall see you again. This message is perfect. Someone told me, and he said, you know what I was sent to do? And I said, no. He said, God sent me to correct your daddy's mistakes. I said, oh, really? And I said, who's trying to give me that job? Why? Because you ain't got nothing to do. Excited to know that you know that you know. Be on the inside looking at it. I told my grandson here, Michael, while he was back in the office. And I said, Michael, not just September 13th. He said, yeah, Grandpa, it's your birthday. I said, but you know this year, September 13th, the Feast of the Trumpet starts.
Amen.
20 is atonement. Day of atonement. That's when the Pope comes to the United States. Then the 28th, last full blood moon, we're getting ready to go home. God bless you. Brother Joe said, I don't know what I'm going to do with all the crowd. I've got a suggestion, brother. You always call my office and say, can I come over with everything? Brother Barber, I got a suggestion. I'll get the dinner around that. You want to know? Those are other people. Choose me to talk to you. Isn't he wonderful this morning? Let's just bow our head.
just be thinking about him, and how we went over the little preliminaries and no announcements that we've had to make, and how we're going to just speak to him and invite him to be here with us this morning. We know that he's here, but we want to make sure that he knows that he's welcome.
Yeah.
I'm just so thrilled to be part of this great program and to be here today to receive this portion of the Bride of Jesus Christ that he's given us this opportunity to once again to come into the house and worship him and to hear the word that's come forth for our day. But truly, we are a needy people. We need to be more like him. That's the desire of each one of our hearts. We have so many things he's going to do with us, but he is so merciful to us. And he's here today to hear your heart's cry. Oh, how wonderful. If you can just grab a hold of that glory, that whatever's in your heart, whatever you have need of, it does not matter what it is.
Amen.
Whatever it is in your heart, just think about it. You're meditating on him. The princes don't enter your mind. He says, meditate upon him. Feel his presence. Feel him here. He's here.
Amen.
And he wants to meet your request of whatever it is. If it's sickness, he's the healer.
Amen.
You need a closer walk, he's here. You need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he'll give it to you.
Amen.
Whatever you have need of, he's going to give it to you. He'll give it to you today if you just believe. If we believe,
amen.
We are his children.
Yes,
we
are his Lord. Hallelujah.
We are his chosen.
Praise you, Lord.
He's predestinated you to be here on this day to hear this message, to call unto him. And he's come here to fellowship and for us to worship him. So if you have a request, we have many that's been turned in here this morning. We won't read them, but Father knew them before they were even written down.
Amen.
You know what's in your heart.
Yes.
So just raise up your hand and say, Lord, you know what my need is. Lord, meet my request today. Be with me, Lord. I need you, Lord. Give me that what I have need of. Lord, as you pass by, I'm going to reach out and touch you, Lord, because I know you're passing by.
Yes.
In and out of the aisles, you're going up and down, you're moving around.
Yes.
You're
here,
we meet with us, we know you're here.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to grab you, and I'm not going to let you go, Lord. Oh, Lord, you're so great. You're so wonderful. Lord, you see the hands, and he knows the need. Let's sing that song to him then. Let's reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
Oh, great Heavenly Father, how we love you this morning, Lord. How our hearts are fluttering within us, Lord Jesus, to be in your presence this morning, Lord. Father, we come here to worship you, Lord Jesus. We come here to love you, Lord. Open up our hearts to hear the word as it comes forth, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We're so privileged, Lord Jesus, to be here in this day. That from the beginning of time, that your prophets and sages all wanted to be right here where we're standing in this day, Lord Jesus. The last closing moments of time, Lord.
Yes.
We know you're coming for our bride, Lord. And we're here today, Lord, to make ourselves ready, Lord.
Yes.
We want to be ready when you come.
Yes.
Lord. Father, all the hands that went up, you know each and every need that was behind each hand, Lord. Father, we are needy people. But Lord, more than anything, is we want to be more like you, Lord. But Lord, if we're sick, heal us.
Yes.
Lord, we need more of you, though, Lord.
Yes.
That, Lord, we'll get sick again, but Lord, we need more of you.
Yes, Lord.
That's truly the foundation of what we want, Lord, to be more like you.
Help us, Lord. Take away all those things, Lord, that do easily beset us, Lord. It's been so many in my life, Lord, I'm ashamed.
Yes.
Lord, greater is He that is in me than is in the world.
Yes.
Lord, let your bride recognize who they are, Lord Jesus, that they are the chosen ones, the ones you predestinated. And let them grab a hold of you and know, Lord, that you will answer their prayers, Lord, because you promised us. You promised that you would never leave us. You would never forsake us, Lord. And Father, we thank you for those words. We just welcome you to be with us today, Lord Jesus, as we worship you, Lord. Open up our hearts, Lord, and be with us now as we turn this service over to you, Lord Jesus, for your honor and glory. We ask it all in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus, and the congregation says,
Amen. Amen.
Given to
send the power just now. Oh Lord, send the power just now. Oh Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone.
Beloved Savior, what truly has been a blessing already to be here today, Father. What we have seen, what our ears have heard, Father. Lord, what a time we're living in, Father. You chose us to live this day, Father. We're so excited in our hearts, Father. We just commit ourselves to you today, Father. Lord, we just commit this service to you and pray that you'll just bless this offering, Lord. Lord, for its intended service, we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Let's sing that.
Oh Lord, send the power just now. Oh Lord, send the power just now. Oh Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone.
Oh, this old
time power was given to our fathers who were true. This is promised to believers, and we all may have it too. Oh Lord, send the power just now. Oh Lord, send the power just now. Oh Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone.
Tree.
Then I
things are possible. Only
it's my honor this morning to be able to stand here and to introduce to you and turn this pulpit over to God's prophet, God's messenger. He's going to bring us the message, God's power to transform. Between September the 11th, 1965, to Ramada Inn, Phoenix, Arizona. May God bless you.
Amen.
Brother Brandon.
Hallelujah.